Stiffy defeat for your man Gavin McDonald tonight, but he did himself proud of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a defeat on record, isn't it? We've not picked up the belt tonight, but I don't think it is a defeat for Gavin. When you really, you know, I keep trying to stress to people, remember this story where it started, and tonight contest the WBC Championship, well, Vargas were very good, mate. He were a top amateur. He lost 9 fights out and about 140. He's got genuine wins in amateurs, knockout wins over Pagnano, and, you know, he lost 13-9 to Luke Campbell in Worlds. He's a top fighter, and Gavin went in there and did his absolute best. He didn't leave anything else in ring. And when you're getting up and going to work on a daily basis and doing your best, there's nothing more you can do. So, you know, he did his best, and he just come up short. It's that simple, really.
Yeah, and just hearing from him then, he seemed determined straight away back in. He wants to go again.
Gavin's a proper fighter. What he showed tonight there is art, class, honesty. I mean, how many fighters have jumped out of the ring, and, you know, he's been honest about the scorecards. Just a class act, and he will be back. He's 30-year-old, he's fresh, he didn't have no amateur experience. He's only been boxing 6-7 years, and he's come so far in that time. So it's not the end, it's the start. What Gavin will take away from this, that's 10 fights from this one fight, you know, experience wise, and he'll come back. I strongly believe that.
And put himself a lot of new fans out, and the crowd here in Yorkshire came out.
Listen, he made it entertaining, he pressed, he pushed Vargas when Vargas were nipping, running and trying to use his range. Gavin were pushing. There's nothing more he could have done. Gavin didn't sit off. Gavin could have sat off and tried to be a bit more technical, but there was no way he would have won like that. He had to get in, rough him up and get on him, and that's what we discovered after 3 or 4 rounds, and that's what he did, and he did his best doing that and just fell short.
And as you said, it's a great time probably for the team to take stock of just how fast this ride has been for him.
It's been awesome. I mean, Gavin's stock after this fight will rise. He's not done anything wrong. He's pushed, he's pressed, he's tried his best, and he just come up short against a very, very good world champion. And I do strongly believe he'll come back and go again.